Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Becoming One. This is your favorite host, Jeremy.
And your host, Lorenzo.
And together, we're going to dive in and talk about the topics about does age really make a difference in a relationship? But before we get into all of that, I want to apologize to all you guys because I know you guys have been asking, like, where have you been? We haven't heard no more episodes, and I've been extremely busy. So I'm really, really, you know, trying to make an effort to make time into this podcast.
We've been so caught up with many things, but we're diving right into it. We're talking about this, about age. Does age really factor into a relationship? And what conflicts? Is there solutions? Is there, like, is it green on the other side? What are your thoughts? And we're going to share our opinion and what we believe in and what we think is age really factor in today's and, you know, years of actual future true love and just being in a relationship.
I mean, if you think about it, society portrays an image that, you know, there can't really be much of an age difference. If there is, then you're being criticized. But I mean, does that really matter? I mean, the heart wants what it wants, right? That's, exactly. Isn't that what people say?
But that is true. But if I had like a 13-year-old daughter and she sees this man that's 17 or 18, let's say 18, like,
But in that case, it's a little bit more conflicting because right. I mean, he's of age, so legally he can get in trouble. I guess what I want, in regards to this topic, what I'm referring to is the fact that you have people that are 40, 50 years old dating a 20 and 30 year old. Yep. Like, I just saw a case on the internet the other day where this 45-year-old man was dating this 20-year-old. I think she was 20 or 21. I can't really remember. And they were being criticized. And the girl was like, I don't care. I love this man to death. So, I mean,
they say love is stronger than anything. And it, when true love hits, you're fighting. You're pushing. You're not giving up. You're there for someone else. Age does not factor. They look at it as just a number. But when there's certain people who look at it as different, but it doesn't really matter to me. Me personally, don't matter the age. It's just a number to me.
I guess, in my personal opinion, I mean, you can date whoever the heck you want to hate. I mean, date. It's up to you. Me personally, I can't see it being too much of a age gap difference because, let's be realistic, men lack maturity, and you know that. I mean, if you're 40 years old, you're still acting like you're 30.
Some men.
I'm saying some. I didn't say all. I said some. I mean, they say that, you know, you guys are behind a few years when it comes to that, and that women do mature faster. If you think about it, J-Lo was dating, J-Lo was 40-something dating that 20-year-old. Like, I think he was the backup dancer or something. And she came out, and like, I think it was one of the Spanish channels, and she said that it was very difficult and very challenging because there's so much, you know,
that he still there's has so to much, experience.
Yeah, the so, growth, like, is so different.
All right, because the 40 year or something experienced life almost to the fullest, and the 20 is still getting into his feet way, you know?
Yeah, he is.
He still needs to know the in and outs of life.
She actually didn't recommend it, to be honest with you. She was like,
but yeah. I guarantee that man, that even though he was 20, he learned a lot from J-Lo.
I'm sure he did. And I'm sure she prepared him for, like, the next relationship.
Right.
I'm sure she did. But she said it was very challenging. Like, she really doesn't recommend it because it's just like, it's like you're starting from ground zero and you have to, like, teach him the in and out. And I mean, like you said, he was just getting his feet wet. I'm sure he was trying to see other women and experience life.
Yeah. And when we talk about immaturity, we're not just talking about, like, he's always acting like a goofy guru. He doesn't know how to act out in public. We're talking about maturity as far as experience, you know, how you carry yourself, what you think, the way your mindset is now versus who you used to be, and just the way you carry yourself, your thoughts, your actions, just everything that overall makes you, your personality. Like, has it evolved? Has it changed? We're talking about maturity as levels as to, you're talking about businesses, you're talking about ways to make more money, you know, your conversations make you your maturity in which you're just, your thoughts are. And we're not actually talking about just always being goofy, being aloof and,
I mean, different. It's a more broad perspective. I mean, everything, ties in, but as far as like maturity, I mean, that's why they say technically you don't mature till you hit 40s. That's the number. And if you look at it from a biblical perspective, the number is 40. So they say that you're
still at 40 then.
Yeah, they say that we're still learning, we're still growing. I mean, Right. Anybody that's in their 30s, you know, mid-30s, late-30s, they're still... I mean, you're always going to learn, period, in life. But, yeah. I mean, as far as this generation goes, I mean, I've lost all hope for them. I'm sorry.
Relationships, yes. I don't know what people are... Do they want a relationship or they just want one-night stands and that's it?
It's not even just that. It's just from a mentality perspective as well. Like... You have young adults, I should say, here that they're influenced by the media, they're influenced by what they hear in the radios, like I know, you know, mid-20-year-olds, young 20-year-olds who their mentality is, oh, I'm gonna get money, I'm gonna be a rapper, I'm gonna be a singer, I'm gonna be an actress, but they have no talent. And you have people that are like influenced by what Kim did, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna be the next Kim. And I'm just like, really? That's really how?
Yeah, but you're right, and exactly, you gotta think about it. That's their lifestyle. What's your lifestyle? What do you want to do? And just how does your age factor in? And again, this is relationship and age. You know, does age really matter in a relationship? It depends on your perspective. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. My opinion is that it does not to a certain extent. Growing up in your teenage years, I believe it matters. Once you're over 18, I feel like age does not matter anymore.
But it does in a way. I mean, it depends what how can you look an, at it. What can an 18-year-old offer a 30-year-old?
That's true.
Think about it. I mean, he's still young or she's still young.
You're right. He's still trying to, he's just not like,
I mean, a person that's in their 30s and 40s, I'm sure they had their fun and their share of time, and I'm sure that they're ready to settle down. An 18-year-old really is not trying to settle down.
But can you say that an 18-year-old truly loves someone that's 30?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I guess it really depends on the person. It really does. It does. But if it's a person that's like socially active, that likes to be out, have fun, I don't see them lasting a long time at all.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, that older person is as wild as them and right. is willing to understand, like, oh, this person is still young. He's young. He or she is young minded. You know, I'm going to ride it out until they, you know, find a reaching point to mature. Like, I mean, I don't really see them lasting, you know, a long lifetime, to be honest.
And again, what is true love? We always ask that question. Do you want it? I mean, are you desperate for it? Do you want it like you would feed your business, like you would feed your own stomach? They say a way to a man's heart is through the stomach. Do you want it that bad? What is true love? True love to me is literally sacrificing your needs and focusing on the other person's needs other than yours. You become selfless. You think about them when you're out and about. You're doing things in your own activities, but you're also thinking about your partner. You're thinking about their needs and wants, the best thing for your relationship, you know, how to make it work, how to be stronger, how to keep it spontaneous, entertaining, fun, kinky, all these little things, and just ongoing every day. You're fighting every single day from the morning you raise up in the morning to the moment you lay in bed. That's how bad you have to want it and just have to fight for it. True love to me is not just here a dozen flowers. That isn't.
But when you talk about that, I mean, it has to be mutual. Like, if a person, you know, since this topic is referring about age, if a person is not up to that level, then you're going to be fighting on your own.
Right.
So, again, it goes back to that. It's
chemistry.
It's not just the chemistry. It's just that, like, it's where are they at mentally in this relationship? Because, yeah, they might like you, they might really be into you, but they might also want to explore their options in life.
Right. Yeah, we could take a perfect example for 18 to 30-year-old.
Right, I mean...
18 still wants to explore life. Of he's course. Not,
he
I'm
may,
pretty sure
he
not
or she may like say. May like their partner, but I'm sure if something else come around, I mean, I'm sure that they're willing to try because they just, you know, you just never
they're
know.
They're not ready to settle.
No.
A 30-year-old kind of wants to already settle.
Exactly.
So and I'm not saying all 18-year-olds don't want to settle, but come on, you're 18, you still want to live life. You still haven't even like, you still, there's a lot of things you still want to do, and to settle at 18,
but that creates conflict then, it does, in the relationship. So that's that's why I said that I don't see a relationship like that lasting. I mean, it's possible, don't get me wrong, I mean, it's very possible. I see it more happening if it's a younger woman settling with the older guy versus a older woman in a relationship with a younger guy. Right. Like, to me, that's not likely. The other way around, I feel like a woman is more able, you know, has it in her, has that maturity, mm-hmm. to kind of be like, you know what, you know, this is my man, you know what I'm saying? This is the choice I made. And yes, I mean, she may have that, you know, she might have that thought that runs through her mind, like, oh my God, what if I would have, like, you know, dated somebody, you know, that I met at the club, whatever. So, or whatever the case might be. But I don't see it happening as much with a younger guy and an older woman.
I get it. When I was in my country, well, Mexico, you know, I spoke to this lady. She's 28 years old, and she has two kids, and she was single, but she was seeing somebody. She was talking and speaking, and she said, I don't date no one my age. I don't have an interest in no one. She said she has no interest in her age. I said, so what age are you looking at? She said she's talking to a man that's 53.
And how old is she?
She's 28. I asked her, why so much older than you? Because she said their wisdom, their experience, they know what they want. They're not about playing games. And again, that's what it is that narrows down to women. I think, I want to say over 25, 30, they're just not about games anymore. They're more to settle down. They want a family. They want to have security. They want to have somebody's, you know, be somebody's backbone. They're not willing, hey, let's live life by travel. It's experiencing laughs, not just, let's have one night stand, have a couple of drinks, go home. That's it. They're thinking a whole different level.
But see, okay, so it goes back to what I was referring to. Like, you see, the guy is older, so he's been there, done that. Like, that's old. That, you know, I'm out the game type of
stuff. Yeah, I asked her, like, why do you want to date an older man? Like, he's always, like, in his 50s.
But think about it. She's 28. What would a 20-year-old guy in today's world be doing? Still be out kicking it in the club, entertaining different women. I mean, it's kind of in you guys' nature. I mean, I guess you guys have to, like, find it in you to be like, nah, like, you know, I don't want to do that anymore.
And I'm not even trying to be too judgmental either, because I've been, like, 21, 22, and I've been in the clubs, and I see guys that are over their 30s, and I'm like, what are they doing in the club at 30?
It doesn't matter. Sometimes you see 50-year-olds in the club, exactly, looking, you know, thinking that they're big pimping, you know?
I understand. I can get it. That's why I'm saying, I'm not being too judgmental, not too pushy, but I'm trying to press onto the conversation that I'm saying, like, hey, there's something wrong. Either you're not, don't want love, you're over your 30s, or something just didn't go right, or you're just here for fun. I don't know, can't be too judgmental about
it. It really depends on the person. Like, it has, you know, that certain individual has to make the change to be like, you know what, this is what I want now. I did this. I mean, it was fun while it lasted. I want, you know, now I want to settle down. I want to, you know, have a family. I want to be like a, you know, like a husbandly, you know, a husband or a father, whatever the case might be. Like, I want to be a family guy, or, you know, a wife, or, you know, a mother, or, you know, a housewife, whatever the case might be. But it has to come from the individual. Like, eventually, stuff gets old. It gets boring. It does. So, I mean, I don't know.
I take it back to that 18 to 30 example that you just mentioned earlier. I think that you would say, or a woman would say, hey, what does an 18-year-old have to offer? But if a relationship wants to work, and they know about this, is to compromise. Compromising is so huge in that relationship, because you're saying, this guy has nothing to offer. He's too young. He still has to learn about life itself. So what does he possibly have to offer? But when I speak to
him, that person has to go in there with a mentality knowing that, hey, I'm taking a risk.
I'm taking a huge risk. He might be like, look, I know I'm 18, but I have my mindset at age 25. Like, I want this, and this is my plan. This plan A, fails, I got plan B. Plan B fails, I got plan C. So you take a man individual just like that with that, okay? He has backup plans. He has plans. He has a motive. He has a drive. He knows where he wants to go. Versus a 28-year-old has no plan, has no drive, doesn't know what he wants. So I'm not saying he's immature. No. But, like, what's he going to offer you? This guy knows what he wants.
I get that, but he has a lot of learning to do, and sometimes that's hard work.
It is.
If you're coming into the relationship as an 18-year-old, and you're seeking an older woman that already has that experience, whether it's, you know, career-wise, you know, life-wise, right. you know, whatever the case might be, she has to teach him all that.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of work, too.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah, it's true.
You know, and that I, can yeah, that yeah. can create conflict as well, because, I mean, it all depends, like I said, it all depends on the individual. Mm-hmm. Am I willing to go through these hoops? You know, he has a great mindset, but he needs that tool. He needs that resource, you know, for me to help out and so forth. Like, it really depends. I mean, because nowadays, women don't want to be babysitting no guy. We, you know, women want a guy that knows what he's doing and, you
knows know. Knows what he wants. Yeah. And again, it's all back to the individual. Are you willing to compromise? And if you are, to what extent? So, we ask for you guys, your listeners out there, what do you think about the age and maturity? And what do you guys believe that?
Some people think that it's just nasty. Like,
My mother, I take my mother and my father, perfect example. My mother is 11 years older than my father. But, you know, right now, my mom's 50, but my dad's 40. You don't see a big difference. But when you're
younger,
in the teens and, you know, going to 20, that's when you're starting. That's a little different story there.
But I guess because now they're you got to think about it. They already both hit that mark, that 40-year-old mark,
right.
where quote unquote, from a biblical standpoint, it says that's the year they true mature.
Right.
But I guess now it wouldn't make a difference. Back then, it would have.
But can we say that society portrays an image as far as age and, you know, maturity?
For your parents right now, no. Back in the day when they were younger, yes. And like I said, some people think that, like, if a 25-year-old is dating a 38, 39, 40-year-old guy, like, some people think that's gross.
Some people do.
But then again, it's like, you know, who is anybody to judge, first and foremost? If it's legal, I don't care.
Yeah.
I personally don't care. That's your life. That's your business. You're the one that got to deal with it, not me. And what I mean, deal with it, I mean, like, you know, the aspect of the relationship. Yes, you're going to get criticized by, you know, by society. But at the end, who cares? If that's what makes you happy, then that's what makes you happy.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Know that there's going to be lots of challenges because of the big age difference. See, I mean,
I've learned that the less fucks you give, the happier you become.
Yeah.
And it's so true, but I mean, it is what it is, you know. If we're talking about relationships and being happy, then your family factors in some way, and it's up to you that if you want to let your family in the relationship, or if you want to let anything outside in the relationship. But just know that it's not always going to be good.
No.
It's not always going to be good, and it's a lot of work, and I believe that I truly believe that if you truly love someone, like, even if they're 18 and it's legal, I think it's, it is what it is. Like, just know that there's going to be consequences. There's going to be, you're going to have to compromise a lot. But if you truly love someone, you have that patience and you're willing to compromise.
Yeah, it's just.
But I understand no woman wants to babysit no man, and no man wants to do the same thing for a woman.
Yeah, I mean, it depends how bad you want it. Like, you're going to have to be teaching. You know,
you have to be teaching somebody, but still trying to grow at the same time. So you're doing like two works at once.
Yeah, it's double the work.
Yeah, that's a little bit. That's hectic.
Yeah, it's challenging, but I mean, again, it all depends. And I mean, be careful, be smart. You know what I'm saying? Be courteous of the decisions that you make, because I understand that you may be fond of someone. You may see this kid or this woman and they're great, you know, good looking and stuff, and their personality and their maturity just might suck. Like, literally. Like,
they say that the age, though, like, you take a teenage age, 13, 14, their mind, their brain is still maturing, developing until the age of 23 or 24.
I'm not sure. I haven't really.
They said
I thought it was like. Well, I know you stop growing at a certain age or something
but
like that.
The
but
brain itself, it starts like.
I think, yeah.
Because you're like, girls are teenagers. I just want to be with my friends. Oh, this is a cute boy. I just want to be with my friends. It's a cute boy. I don't care about you, mama. I don't care about you, mama. Just leave me alone, mama. That's the girl turning 8 years. I just want to be.
Or when they think that they just know everything. Yeah,
just know everything. I just want to be with my boyfriend.
That's the
mama.
I know it all phase.
Yeah,
been there, done that. I remember them days too. I was one of them.
And guys, we will follow exactly. We were like, hey, girl, sneak out the house, come see me.
See, I wasn't doing all stuff like that though. But nah, I was just like, well, mom. He's my boyfriend, and it is what it is. Type of stuff.
You take that into consideration. You take a boy and say, hey, girl, sneak out the house. Sneak out the house.
Yeah.
Versus a boy that says, "Hey, I want to meet your parents. Let me that way we don't have to do nothing sneaky."
But think, but look at society. Look at today's world right now. Listen to what these kids are listening to, what they're influenced by. You know, they're thinking that like, "Hey, girl, let's meet up at this party and drink and smoke and do whatever it is that these kids they find do." That like, and it's not
because they want to fit in. And at the end, I've learned that shit. You're not gonna fit in. At the end of the day, you were born alone, you're going to die alone.
I mean, I'd rather be a leader than a follower. That's just the person I've been all my life. But, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like...
Some people just want to be feel wanted. They want to feel...
No, like they just feel that it's... You're right. Like, you know, that they want to fit in. That it's this is cool. This is what we do. Like, this is how you gain popularity. When in reality, all you're doing is kind of ruining your life. Like,
yeah.
You know, I know people that... You know, are in their early 20s, mid-20s, late-20s, and they still don't have nothing going on for themselves. Like, and you know, and they talk about these celebrities and worship them like they're some sort of god. And I'm just like, Kim Kardashian doesn't pay my bill. Rihanna doesn't pay my bill. Like, why would I give them any more clout and stuff like that when...
You have your own struggle.
Yeah, like, I have my...
To live by, right.
Right, like... What are the odds of me even meeting these people? Slim to none.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know. It's just that, like, they're so brainwashed by this. It's crazy.
It's because I tell you why. When people less read, people watch more. When people less read, people watch more, they get an image. They see the eyes lie.
We get it's so not blinded that, by what that, we see. I guess...
We live in a luxury world that everybody wants... Oh, he has this luxury. I don't have luxury, so I'm missing out.
What it is that they want that type of luxurious life as well. And they have to understand that a lot of these celebrities, it was either handed down to them or they were somehow in the mix before, in order for them to rise to stardom.
Because you could take two interviews like, man, I just got this new-ass Mercedes. It's so nice, but are you really happy? Versus another individual says, I got this car, but it does its job. I'm thankful that I actually have transportation.
Yeah, I like my car. It's going to be point A to point, you know, from A to B.
I'm thankful that I have transportation because I used to walk. Now I have transportation. I'm so happy. Versus a guy like, man, I'm a Mercedes.
See, I have a problem with that, though, when people want to be flashy with their cars. Like if you worked hard for this car, by all means, amen. You know, more power to you. Kudos to you, basically. But... When you have people bragging and trying to be flashy with their car, it's just like...
And you know who the ones that are trying
to... Right, I'm just like, okay, you have a Mercedes-Benz or you may have this or whatever that, you know...
But are you still happy?
It's not even that. It's just like, okay, you know, that's good for you. You were, you know, whatever. You got a car. Let me see your mortgage paperwork. Let me see your 401k. That is what intrigues me. Not a fancy car. Because a car loses its value, literally. It depreciates the minute you drive it out the lot. So how is this a good investment? I have no idea. But by all means, if it makes you happy,
it's not a good investment.
More power to you.
You can take from wisdom of older entrepreneurs. They'll tell you to say that it's not a good investment. Like I follow this guy named Gary Vaynerchuk. He says, stop wasting your money on dumb shit.
Literally.
You're buying shit to be flashy, to impress who? People who don't give a fuck.
Yeah, most people don't care. If it's not benefiting them, they don't care. So
it goes all back to the... See, that's the maturity again, back to age, you know, the age, different levels of maturity. And women see these things, and women are like, and they get blind too. Women get blind too. Oh, this guy got some nice car, so he must have money.
I think as you get older, though, you grow out of that phase. Because, I mean, of course, you know, if you would have asked me that in high school, I would have been like, man, this guy is so cool. He's driving this Mercedes-Benz or whatever.
To school, he got money.
Right. Like, but now as you get older and you learn in life, you're just like, okay, keep it moving. Like, what does that mean to me? That doesn't mean anything.
By the way, if you're driving a nice-ass car and you still live with your parents, that's a huge turnoff for women.
It's one for me. Clearly, it's one for me. How are you going to have a fancy car, but you live with your mom? Like, that tells me your priorities are all messed up, literally.
So, don't be out there trying to flash and tell them, hey, come back to my place. Like, who is mama's house?
Your mom and dad's house? Are we going to go to your bedroom? Like, yeah, right.
So, again, like, it depends what you think, what your definition of true love. Do you want it? Do you not want it? And are you willing to compromise knowing that, hey, He's younger than me. Matured, literally immature than me, but I wanted to teach him. Like, because if a woman is willing to teach a man or a man is willing to teach a woman, that's big, huge steps. Because now they have to focus on, this guy hasn't really experienced life, so I have to kind of show him the ropes.
It's a sacrifice.
And now, and I have to also grow within my own means by myself. Like, because this man has nothing to offer me to show me to, put, you know, so that's huge. And if you find a couple of that's rare.
Like, yeah. To be honest, though, I feel like it has to come from the heart and it has to be felt. Like, it has to be sincere. It has to be genuine. You know, if like you said, if this person is 18 years old and he has a great mindset and this girl's 25, 28, whatever, almost 30, you know, she's kind of has her foot inside the door already. I mean, why not build your man up to that, you know, that level, like get him up there and, you know, build an empire together. Like, that's the point about teamwork. But again, mm-hmm. It has to be sincere and it has to come within, because if you give the girl, like if the girl gets the impression from the guy that he's not sincere, he's bullshitting or whatever the case might be, then like she's gonna fall back. Mm-hmm. At least I know I would fall back. Like, here it is that I'm teaching you this, what, you know, devoting my time to this when I could be, you know what I'm saying, furthering myself into my career, and I have to help you out, and you're kind of you know, one day yes, one day no, lollygagging, whatever the case might be. I'm gonna fall back too. I would. I ain't gonna waste my time and energy and invest in you when I could be doing it for myself. Now, either we're doing this together or we not. Which one is it gonna be?
Right.
That's how I see it.
And I'm speaking from experience. I've also tried to hit on women that were a lot older than me when I was younger and single. I tried and they would tell me, you're still a baby. You're still a baby.
Because you still, like, we both do. We still have a lot of growing to do.
And they'd be like, they would ask me, how old am I? I'd be like, I'm 21, 22. And they're like 35.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, right.
They'll ask me, well, you're still a baby. And I'm like, no, but it's not that, is it? My mindset is just different, a little bit more mature. In their mind, they're like, he has nothing to offer me. He still has not experienced life yet. I have kids, or may not have kids, but I have this thing going on for myself. So to some people, age does matter.
Well, I always ask myself, so because I had like older guys hit on me, and I'm just like, something must be wrong, because here it is, and I'm this young girl, and you're trying to hit on me. When if your mentality, if your perspective was on the right path, you would be seeking a woman that has ambitions and goals, and she's like, and she's already up there. You know what I mean? Why are you hitting on me? Obviously. It's for other reasons, if you ask me. Because I'm not up to your standards. I'm not a business owner or whatever the case might be. So what can I offer you? Mm-hmm. What do I have to offer? It's obvious that, you know, they will be seeking, you know, one thing and one thing only. And that's why, like, I'm a very complicated woman, because it's very hard for you to even, like, approach me. Because I just be like, I keep it moving. I don't even bother entertaining people. Like, literally.
When I approached you.
Oh, shut up.
I remember when I approached you. It was like just yesterday what you were wearing.
Oh, here you go.
That was the most memorable night of my life.
Oh, look at you blushing. You still blushing.
I still blush to the day. Look at the dimple show.
But yeah. But
there's a lot of compromising, and there's a lot of difficulty, challenges, bumps. It's not always glitter and gold, not always green on the other side. So, but there's always, but then again, if you're willing to compromise and make it work, then you really love someone.
By all means, that's how you got to do. I mean, it's hard work, though, on both ends. Yeah. I guess you just got to have a right head on your shoulder. Like, you have to be understanding and really, really, really be done with, you know, the BS. Bullshit. Yeah, like,
you
just
really do.
Hey, I'm not, you know, I don't want to keep clubbing. Like, that brings nothing. Like,
hell no. I used to be one of those guys that was sitting there just standing in the back of the club. I'm like, wait, when am I going to find my girl, you know?
I
would go home empty handed.
But they say when you go to the club, it's only for one reason anyway. Like, because, you know, they say you don't find true love at a club. I mean, but for some people, it has worked. I've seen it happen. I mean, by all means. To me, I feel like if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. That's how I see it. What do you think?
I exactly think so, too. I remember when I first saw you.
Oh, my God. You stop. You're killing me with this.
But, yeah, you can probably meet your other half. she just came out of the bathroom and I accidentally bumped into her. And I was going to the men's bathroom and boom, there she is.
I mean, like I said,
it's awkward in an argument.
That's why they say when it was destined to be. When it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I mean, it really depends, I guess. But as far as this aging thing goes, I mean, I personally don't care. I mean, I feel like that if there is a big age gap, there's going to be many challenges. Many challenges. But
you know what really interests me? Why? Is our audience feedback. Is what they
for
think.
For sure.
I really think I want to know what they think. Because it's very interesting to know and hear what people have to say and what they believe. This age really factor. I mean, I would love to hear what they have to say.
For sure. I mean, that's why our Facebook page is up. Make sure to follow us.
Becoming One.
And yeah, give us your thoughts and feedback. Tell us what you think. Have you been keeping up with it?
Yeah, subscribe. Okay. Check us on Facebook, Becoming One. Follow our accounts on Facebook. And we will definitely contact you by any means.
Yeah, make sure to, you know, just drop a comment or just say hi, whatever you want. Guys, make sure to stay tuned today because I know we're behind on, you know, our episodes. So today we're going to do something special for you guys since it's all my fault. I've been so busy.
Nah, it's not your fault. It's
I mean, I'm but I've been super too. Busy.
We've both been busy.
Later on today, we're going to record an episode live. So make sure to follow us on Facebook, Becoming One. And stay tuned to see how this is going to end up because what we have for you is pretty funny and interesting, and yeah.
Never have I ever.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, guys, make sure to, you know.
To subscribe to our channel. Follow us on all kinds of podcast platforms. We have Anchor. We have Apple Podcasts.
We have Google. Spotify. Google Podcasts. Yeah, there's so many out there. Just look for us.
And subscribe to our account. Let us know what you think because we really are interested in what you guys have to say. This is, you know, because age is one of those things that people just don't know if. If it works, it will work. And if you are, I'm taking a risk here. You're taking a blow. So it's definitely something that we would love to hear back from you guys.
Yeah, so like I said, stay tuned for our next episode, which we'll be recording live. And I'm kind of afraid of how this is going to turn out. But
give it a shot. We got to give it a shot.
Yeah, make sure you guys, you know, watch us. If not, when you listen to our next episode, if you want, I'm sure it'll still be on Facebook. And let's see how this turns out because it's going to be a pretty funny episode. So make sure to tune in.
We're giving it a shot. Wink, wink. There's a hint right there. We're giving it a shot.
I don't know if I want to do this now. I'm kind of afraid to do this. So.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day out there and be safe.
Have a good Memorial Day. Happy little Memorial weekend. And stay safe and don't drink too much. Bye. Bye.